Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
Adrian Brune, all the way from Manhattan, New York. Good morning to you, Aids. How are you?
Good morning, Az. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation, Adrian. It is Friday. It is Black Friday. It is payday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not quite Black Friday for us.
Yeah, you
yet.
Just there.
But,
just...
They should be lining up right about now.
Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming your way. But all right, let's talk about the man himself, Mr. Trump. What's the latest?
Sure. So amid mounting allegations of sexual assault and preying on underage girls, Senate candidate Roy Moore of Alabama now nonetheless has a big name in his corner, which is President Donald Trump. Trump called on Alabama voters to reject Moore's Democratic rival, saying we don't, quote, need a liberal person in there, unquote. Trump, who is also the subject of sexual misconduct allegations, although those went away quite a long time ago, repeatedly noted Moore's denials of, you know, the accusations against him. And the president's support is now coming as mainstream Republicans have increasingly abandoned the former judge and called for him to bow out of the race before the December 12th election. Now, this election is sort of seen as a referendum on Trump's presidency, and we'll see what happens with that. I mean, I have a feeling that the Democrats are going to win, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, all right. And then also, though, talking about Trump out of Soho, what is that?
Yeah, so the Trump Organization, now technically run by Trump's sons, Eric and Donald Jr., is ending its licensing deal with the CIM Group, owners of the Trump Soho Hotel in Manhattan. Now, once a gem of the family's real estate empire, the hotel has recently had trouble attracting customers. It's also been mired in litigation, including lawsuits over inflated sales figures and financial links to a Russian felon. While a criminal fraud investigation was dropped. It was a very controversial deal. So meanwhile, while he's out of Soho for now, his Trump Washington, D.C. hotel reported a $2 million first quarter profit, and that's only been open for about a year. Now, on that note, the president gave a vigorous Thanksgiving address to troops overseas, hailing progress in Afghanistan and against ISIS, and telling them that they were fighting for, quote, something real, unquote, including a strong stock market and his promise, quote, big, beautiful, fat tax cuts, unquote. So I have a clip for you of that speech, which he gave over a teleconference.
I have a great Marine who's the chief of staff, as you know, John Kelly. He's doing an incredible job, just like any Marine would. And Major, to you and to all the Marines doing this great work in delivering defeat after defeat to ISIS. What you're doing with ISIS is, again, being talked about. We're being talked about again as an armed forces. We're really winning. We know how to win. But we have to let you win. They weren't letting you win before. They were letting you play even. We're letting you win. Lieutenant Colonel Craig Morish, your squadron has done a tremendous job. Tremendous. And we appreciate it. The fight against ISIS, it's coming our way. It's coming our way. Big, big difference. A lot of things have happened. They say we've made more progress against ISIS than they did in years of.
Now, Adrian, I will definitely.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you actually watch that clip, Abs, he's reading from a piece of paper as he's addressing the troops. But again, as you hear it, I mean, he just sort of rambles and rambles and rambles. I mean, tomorrow the pundits on TV are going to have a field day with this one. And,
you know, I would have expected something more heartfelt from him. Now, I'm not criticizing him. Maybe it was just not his day. He was just not there. But one thing that I want to take out of this, as much as, yes, the U.S. is gaining ground, but it is reported that the U.S. losses since his administration took over have started to climb again. Is that something Americans are once again okay with?
I haven't heard those numbers yet, but they would not be okay with it. I don't think. I mean, this, you know, Obama ran on the unpopularity of this war in Afghanistan, and then the troop, and then Trump had a, or I'm sorry, Obama had a troop surge, and then Trump has brought in even more. So once that story rises to the surface, I think there are going to be some unhappy people regarding Afghanistan. Now, ISIS is a bit of a different story. I think that people in America are seeing as ISIS as more or less a done deal, and that something with Syria that's going to be settled. But yeah, I mean, I would have expected impassioned speech about values rather than these other things. So,
all right, let's take a look at sexual assault now. Apparently, U.S. gymnasts or gymnastics, they've also embroiled in this.
This is quite a disturbing story, to say the least. So, U.S. Olympic gymnastic team doctor Larry Nassar pleaded guilty in a Michigan court Wednesday to charges of molesting seven members of the U.S. gymnastics team, who were also his patients. Now, Nassar's plea deal carries a minimum 25-year sentence. It comes shortly after another Olympian, Gabby Douglas, who won several gold medals, I believe, went public with a new accusation, saying athletes were conditioned to stay silent. Nassar must answer similar charges in the neighboring county in Michigan, and he faces lawsuits for more than 125 girls and women. Now, his former employee, USA Gymnastics, pledged concrete steps to prevent further abuse. In Time magazine last week, there was a rather horrifying article about Nassar and various things he used to do to attract, adolescent girls who said that they felt as if he was one of their biggest supporters and at the same time abusing him. It's quite a disturbing story.
No, certainly very disturbing. Listen, Adrian, it is Friday after all, and we are celebrating this side many things, payday, Black Friday, as I mentioned before. But nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We continue our discussion on Monday.
Sounds great, Abs. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you then.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan in New York.